Thursday, the 25th of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, yesterday we started thinking a little bit about these ecumenical councils of the church. And these are really places in which we learn a little bit more about our faith. That's what church councils are. They help us to understand our faith in a deeper way. And in the early church, there are seven that are considered very important, that are considered kind of the big ecumenical councils. And I think it's worth just hearing their names so that when you hear about them a little bit later, as you grow up as a Christian, when you hear their names, you go, oh, yes, I remember that. That's what happened in the early church. So here are the seven councils of the early church. And I'll give them their years so you have a sense of how they progress through time. So remember, the church councils can start to take place after the Roman Empire decides that it's okay to be a Christian and they're not going to persecute Christians anymore. Before then, it would have been too dangerous to have big councils with all the bishops gathering in one place because the Romans would have killed them all and then there would have been nobody left to lead the church. So let's have a look at the councils of the early church. And remember, at this time, there are kind of two capitals to the Roman Empire. There's the capital in Rome, which is growing weaker and weaker. Western Europe is kind of becoming more and more a bit of an inner city decay, I think, and a little bit, you know, it's running into real difficulties from the German tribes that are invading it over this period of time. And then in the east, we have Constantinople, the city of Constantinople. And some people call that part of the empire, although they called themselves the Roman Empire. Historians sometimes call them the Byzantine Empire, because the name of Constantinople, before it was Constantinople, was Byzantium. And in the modern world, we call that city Istanbul, because in the 1400s, the Muslim Empire, the Turkish Empire, conquered Constantinople and they renamed it Istanbul. So Istanbul was Constantinople, and before then it was Byzantium. So, and we're going to hear about it in our list, actually, of church councils. So the first council happened in Nicaea in 325. And then we have a council happening in Constantinople in 381. And that council in Constantinople kind of also adds a little bit to the creed. It looks at the creed that comes from Nicaea and it just puts in a little bit more to that creed. And then we have Ephesus in 431. And then we have Chalcedon in 451. And then Constantinople II. So there's a second church council in Constantinople in 553. And then Constantinople III in the year 680 to 681. And finally, we're back to the beginning. We're back to Nicaea II in 787. So all of these, one of the things you'll notice immediately about these councils is that not one of the early church's councils actually happens in Rome. They all happen more on the eastern side of the empire. And that's because where the empire is strongest and really where Christianity is strongest in the early church. And I think I said to you before that in his book on the councils, Norman Tanner makes the point that the people who were the majority of bishops were from Asia, and the next biggest contingent was from Africa, and then the smallest group of bishops who went to these early church councils were from Europe. And he talks about how it was the African bishops, especially the bishops led by the Bishop of Alexandria in Egypt, who really led the agenda. So they led the ideas at the council. And they had a very great impact on the thinking of the church. In fact, if we look at the early church, we can see that some of the key thinkers, some of the bishops who are in councils, but also what we call the patristic tradition of the church, the early church theologians and people interested in mysticism, writing about the church. Many of them come from North Africa. And I think that's worth holding on to when we think about our world today, that we as Africans had an impact on the formation of the theology and the liturgy of the church in its first millennia, in the first 1,000 years. So let's close our eyes now. Let's thank God for the gift of the church that has survived for over 2,000 years and that has existed under many different cultures. It has existed under the Byzantine Empire, under the Roman Empire. It's existed in places like Ethiopia and Russia that fall outside of those empires, and in Europe, and in Asia, and in our own time that is around the whole world, every continent there are Christians. And we ask God to bless His church and to bless us in the church and help us and the church to be men and women and girls and boys with a love of God and a love of service of each other. Amen.